Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 49, first broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 30th of January 2022. Hello everyone. Today's programme, as usual, contains a mix of dances, though maybe more than usual, they could be unfamiliar to you. Only two are RSCDS dances, but all but one have videos on SCDDB. I do try to put in something for everyone, and of course you are very welcome to send in requests and dedications to amanda@radiogh.co.uk or any of the email addresses which you might have for me. Our first jig is nice and simple. The Dilsberg jig, devised by Sheng Zhang Tang in 1996, begins with ones dancing a long cast to second place, then down between the threes and casting up to second place again. Three couples dance right shoulder round their partners and chase clockwise halfway. Circle six hands round and back, then dance left shoulder round partners and chase anti-clockwise halfway. There is no recording for this dance, but the requested tune is Stool of Repentance, the lead tune for The Last of the Lairds. So I have chosen a track called The Jig Is Up on the CD Excited States by Stringfire, where they play the tune as the fourth tune. Thank you. Stringfire, who are James McQueen and Annie Rodier, violin, Eric Evans on cello and bass, and Patty Cobb on piano, and they're based in California. Those tunes were The Jig Is Up by Patty Cobb, Changing Lights by David Newitt, Miss Sophia Campbell by Robert McIntosh, and Stool of Repentance by Neil Gow. The 1st of February this year is Chinese New Year, starting the Year of the Tiger. We do always associate Chinese New Year with dragons, and the real The Dragon was devised by John Drury in 1999 and published in his Cherry Blossom book, for which Gordon Shand recorded a double CD. The dance begins with one setting, casting off, passing right shoulder to turn first corner's right hand and hold on. Ones with first corners then dance right hands across and left hand back. Ones dance diagonal reel of four with first corners to face fourth corners. Corner pass and turn with fourth corners and then first corners. The second tune on this recording is Willifjord for Iris Sanderson and Adeline Christie Johnston. Gordon Shand and his band played Callum Donaldson by Ronnie Cooper, Willa Fjord, The Dancing Post, also by Ronnie Cooper, and The Last Straw by Jay Burns for the John Drury reel The Dragon on Cherry Blossom Time 1. Our 8 times through Strathspey today is The Rose of the North, which Roy Goldring wrote in 1986 for his wife Doreen. The dance was published in the Leeds Silver Jubilee book, and Muriel Johnston wrote the tune Doreen Goldring. The dance starts with 4 bars to get ones to second place opposite sides, and then 12 bars of 3 couple rights and lefts. Bobby Crowe and Muriel Johnston recorded the cassette for Leeds Silver Jubilee in 1987, and then Alistair Hunter and the Lawn Scottish Dance Band recorded the CD Lawn Choice in 1997. There is also a version by Drummond Cook, but this was over half a minute slower, so we will hear Alistair Hunter's version. Alistair Hunter and the Lorne Scottish Dance Band, Lady Doreen Goldring, Ruthven House, Innes Russell of Perth, Lady Guida, Miss Evelina Edwards, Kinamoni, and Morag Hutton's Strathspey for Roy Goldring's dance, The Rose of the North. Now then, I came to this next dance, an 8x32 bar reel, via two recommendations. Last week on Highland Fling, John the Prof Matheson played a track from the double take CD of Rob Alderton and Ian Robertson, where they both play two instruments. Rob plays piano and bass, Ian accordion and fiddle, on what they call stylish and vivacious, but with a twist. It's a kind of hottish Scottish. So now I needed a dance to fit with it. And I remembered before COVID, my friend Purple Paula, now in air, telling me about a reel written by another dancing friend, Gay Colin, from New Zealand. The dance is Fisherman Ginger's Reel. The dance was devised for the 40th birthday of Brian Ginger Richards, whose three great passions are his wife Jenny, who commissioned the dance, Scottish country dancing, and fishing, not necessarily in that order. The central movement in the dance is called half a rotating reel of four, which is danced with first corners and then repeated with second corners. Due to the dearth of classes in the last 2 years, I haven't actually danced it myself, but now I have discovered this track, then I'm definitely looking forward to trying it.
Thank you.
Rob Alderton and Ian Robertson played Marching Through Georgia, Rollstone Mountain by Ralph Page, Honey Harbour Two-Step and Silver and Gold. Next, a 4x32 Strass Bay to practice the difference between set and link and set and rotate. The Crystal Quaish by Evelyn Ramwell begins ones with twos, threes with fours, set and link, and circle four hands round to the left. Ones and fours, now in the centre, set and rotate. Fours and ones, circle to the left, then basically use up four bars to finish on the sides facing the ends, or dance reels of four on the sides. The Ian Muir sound, which Ian said, yes, it was him, and yes, there was sound, recorded the third Kirkbray collection at Derek Hamilton's studio, and as far as I know, Derek was part of the sound.
Thank you.
E&T Muir of Prestwick played The Duke of Gordon by William Marshall, The Scotsman in America, Campbelltown Kilty Ball by Pipe Major John McClellan, and South Inch House by Alistair Wilkie. Now a different sound again for the jig Budapest Burl by Alex Gray. This dance has a corners pass and twirl movement, like in Ramadance, and finishes with half-diagonal rights and lefts twice. The recording is by Alex's son James Gray, with Susie Petroff from the CD Opus Dance. Thank you. That was James Gray on piano and Susie Petrov accordion for the dance Budapest Burl. All four tunes were by James Gray. We return to New Zealand for a second dance by Gay Colin. The 4x32 bar reel Butterfly was devised for four women who went through changes in their lives. I chose this dance particularly today as it has a two-couple chain progression in. Now that the three-couple or chaperoned version has become popular, the two-couple version is oft overlooked. The dance is published in the Musician's Wedding Dance Book, for which Marian Anderson, by then married to Max Ketchin, and the rest of her band, plus Marie Fielding, recorded the CD in 2018. The lead tune there was The Moving Cloud by Willie McGuire. Now a second dance from Roy Goldring, the 3x32 Strathspey Bruce's Men, or Caerlever Rock Castle. This dance also includes half diagonal rights and lefts twice, and finishes with a modified three-couple allemande, where one's cast off as threes dance up in the last two bars. A chance to hear Jim Lindsay and his band playing on that excellent CD, Reel of the Puffins.
Thank you.
The name tune was by Muriel Johnston. Then we heard Mr. Jack Bishop by Nancy Davis and Brick Hills by Michael Phillip for the Strass Bay Bruce's Men. Now remember I mentioned the two-couple chain progression? Well, in the next dance, that formation is basically danced on the diagonal with the corners. The dance is The Cooper's Wife by John W. Mitchell, and, like the Wee Cooper of Fife, it is an 8x40-bar jig with 10-bar phrasing. I found this recording by Ian Cathcart and his band when I was doing the Robbie Burns programme last week. The CD is called Dances to Song Tunes, and the track is for the Wee Cooper of Fife. After the wee Cooper of Fife, Ian Cathcart played Last May, a Braw Wooer, O Whistle and I'll Come to You, O Wah's at the Window, My Nanny's a Wah, Dolly's Brays, and A Rosebud by My Early Walk. Our last dance today is a good finishing reel, ends with a circle, which I recommended to you over Christmas for dancing to Christmas tunes. The Highlandman Kissed His Mother from Miss Milligan's Miscellany is very similar to Duke of Perth. First 8 bars the same, then set and turn first and then second corners, reels of 3 on opposite sides in 6 bars crossing to own sides, and then the circle. Finishing as we started in America with a fiddle-led band. This is the live recording from Pinewoods 2010, with probably the full complement of 8 to 10 musicians. wasn't that a rousing way to finish. Most of our dances today have been paired in some way or other, and what better way to celebrate the Chinese New Year of the Tiger than with our very own Ewan Galloway play his own tune, Derek's Birthday Surprise, for John Caskey MBE's Tiger Two-Step. Thanks everyone, and see you next week. Bye!